And we don't usually think, unless we're fairly intuitive or we've studied certain things, we don't usually think that doing something, and actions of course have effects, we all know that out here in the world, but we don't tend to think that doing something includes thinking. We've got this thing we got from Augustine and then down from Descartes, this mind-body dualism thing. And we just don't really have the picture that when we think something, we're creating causes. We're making causes. And the causes we're making when we're thinking are much more binding than the causes we make when we're doing something out here in the world physically. And that's part of the suffering of humanity, is not realizing that. So human beings, by their thoughts, are constantly creating causes which are binding them. And when we speak, we're making causes, very powerful causes. And it's taught that every thought has a correspondence with some level of what we call matter. And physical matter is the least of it. Everything's composed of something. Has to be, or it wouldn't exist. Which means thoughts are composed of something, matter, feelings. So we live in a universe of constant ideation. And that ideation is affecting and affected by and affecting different levels, so to speak, of matter. So if a person takes a pledge like the Kuan Yin pledge, if they do it in their mind, they're affecting certain levels of matter. They're creating a cause if they take that pledge. They're creating a certain kind of cause. And if they take it verbally, they're still creating a cause. They're affecting matter in a certain way. Or if you want to be a little more mystical, you could say that they're involving themselves with certain forces in taking such a pledge. And if they've thought about it, and they're taking it because of human suffering, and because they want to add their little bit gradually, it said that the intensity with which such a pledge is taken, and the level of thought behind it, will to a large extent determine the effects it has on the person who takes it. And this is why we mentioned action encompasses much more than physical action. If a person takes this pledge in haste, or because they got quote-unquote spiritually excited, or temporarily inspired, they're apt to experience negative effects. Anxiety, guilt, doubt. Because they weren't ready yet. So they didn't know what to do when they took it. And when they think about the fact that they've taken it, they feel funny because they're not kind of living up to it. Which is why it's suggested that one think carefully before taking such a pledge. Interesting world, isn't it? Our real teachers will tell a person who's thinking about taking this pledge, that if they take it sincerely and after careful thought, that certain effects will ensue. And they'll ensue to the degree that a person took it with deep thought and intention. And the effects that will ensue, they teach, it's like in taking such a pledge, one's invoking the light. Metaphysically, Kuan Yin has to do with light, but light that's transcends what we call light, and it's eternal light. So in taking such a pledge, one's invoking this light. This light is spoken of in every spiritual tradition, including the Christian and the Jewish and the Buddhist and the Hindu. So if one takes this pledge, one's invoking this light to do what? To shine in every corner of one's being. We all walk around in a daze. We all walk around with a conception of ourselves based on memories and likes and dislikes and things we find acceptable to have in our consciousness. All of us have, you know, we've probably all had Psych 1. No coincidences. We probably all had Psych 1, so we know about, we've heard about the subconscious. Oh yeah, the subconscious. We all have a subconscious. That's supposedly the things we're not conscious of about ourselves. Otherwise known as the things we'd rather not be aware of about ourselves. So we dispense with them and push them into what's called the subconscious. Once in a while something will surface and freak us out. So we'll do our best to get rid of it again. There are various ways we use to do that. And then of course there's the unconscious. And that's the stuff we really don't want to know about. So it's really, we bury that really deep. And we all carry all this around. So in taking this pledge, what we're doing is we're asking this light to shine on all that, to lighten all those dark areas, to make them conscious. This is an occult thing. It's a real thing. It goes beyond the language of materialism. So if one takes such a pledge with sincerity, one is warned before one takes it, and consequently can make a decision based on the warning. But if you take this with sincerity, you're going to see everything about yourself, not instantaneously, but if you stay with it, more and more will be revealed about yourself. And some of it will be positive, you know. A lot of it won't be. A lot of it won't be. We've all lived innumerable lives. To think that we're separate from the most evil things is an illusion.